高三英语高考练习五。1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I'd like some chicken. Is it on sale?
Yes, it is on sale at $1.50 a pound. How much would you like?
Question. How much should the man pay if he buys 2 pounds?2. Excuse me, how long can I keep the books?
3 weeks. Then you'll have to pay a fine for each day when they're overdue.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place? 3. Jane, I heard you and Lucy went to the dancing party last night.
Lucy did.But I had a headache and had to stay in bed.
Question. What did Lucy do last night?
4. How do you compare Tom with Jack?
Tom is clever, while Jack is honest and reliable.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?5. What a day! We haven't had the weather like this for ages.
I know. Shall we put off studying a little while and take advantage of it?
Question. What are they probably going to do next?
6. So, you're going to give us a ride to the game tonight?
As long as my car is running okay.
Question. What does the woman imply?
7. I borrowed Peter's favorite pen and now I've lost it.
When he finds out, he'll really raise the roof.
Question. How will Peter react when he hears what the woman did?
8. Helen doesn't take a part-time job this semester.
Her grades enable her to earn a scholarship.
Question. What's implied about Helen? 9. Are you sure you can't remember the name of that record?
It is just on the tip of my tongue.
Question.What can be concluded from the conversation?
Ten. I'm afraid you've been working too hard. You should take a vacation.
Tell that to the pile of papers on my desk.
Question. What does the man imply?Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Over the years, many people have dreamed of going to California. At first, the dream was to find gold. In 1848, gold was discovered there. In 1850, California became a state. Today, California is still a land of dreams. People want to live there because of the warm weather and sunshine. There are beautiful ocean beaches and mountains. There are jobs in the cities and on farms. The estimated population grew almost 5% between 2000 and 2003. About half the population growth is from people who arrive from other states and countries. To educate its young people, California has more state colleges and universities than any other state. California also has more than 100 community colleges. They offer two-year study programs to any student who completes high school. California is America's third largest state in land area, but the largest in population. America's largest city is New York. The second largest city is Los Angeles in California, with about 4 million people. Silicon Valley, home of many high technology companies, is also in California.
Now listen again, please.
Over the years, many people have dreamed of going to California. At first, the dream was to find gold. In 1848, gold was discovered there. In 1850, California became a state. Today, California is still a land of dreams. People want to live there because of the warm weather and sunshine. There are beautiful ocean beaches and mountains. There are jobs in the cities and on farms. The estimated population grew almost 5% between 2000 and 2003. About half the population growth is from people who arrive from other states and countries. To educate its young people, California has more state colleges and universities than any other state. California also has more than 100 community colleges. They offer two-year study programs to any student who completes high school. California is America's third largest state in land area, but the largest in population. America's largest city is New York. The second largest city is Los Angeles in California, with about 4 million people. Silicon Valley, home of many high technology companies, is also in California.
Questions 11. When did California become a state?
Why did people flow to California in the 1840s?
13. What can we learn about California?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following story.
Welcome to the sports club. It's good to see that there are so many people wanting to find out about sports facilities. As for membership, all students at the college can apply to be members of the sports club for a fee of $12 per year. To register with us and get your membership card, you need to come to reception between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Thursday. I'm afraid we can't register new members on Friday. Now, there are a couple of things that you must remember to bring with you when you come to register. They are your ID card, a recent passport-sized photo of yourself, and the fee. We can't issue your card unless you bring all of them. Once you have got your sports card, you need to bring it with you whenever you come to book or use any sports club facilities. Booking over the phone is not allowed, so you have to come here with your card when you want to book. The work time is from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. For those of you coming here early in the morning, we are introducing a 50% discount this year. It means that all the sessions will be half price between 9 a.m. and 12 noon on weekdays.
Now listen again, please.
Welcome to the sports club. It's good to see that there are so many people wanting to find out about sports facilities. As for membership, all students at the college can apply to be members of the sports club for a fee of $12 per year. To register with us and get your membership card, you need to come to reception between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., Monday to Thursday. I'm afraid we can't register new members on Friday. Now, there are a couple of things that you must remember to bring with you when you come to register. They are your ID card, a recent passport-sized photo of yourself, and the fee. We can't issue your card unless you bring all of them. Once you have got your sports card, you need to bring it with you whenever you come to book or use any sports club facilities. Booking over the phone is not allowed, so you have to come here with your card when you want to book. The work time is from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. For those of you coming here early in the morning, we are introducing a 50% discount this year. It means that all the sessions will be half price between 9 a.m. and 12 noon on weekdays.
Questions. 14. What do the students need when registering for the membership?
What is the work time of the sports club on weekdays?
16. How can club members get the discount?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Karen. Looks like you got some sun this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. I spent the weekend at the beach.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Where did you stay?
Some friends of my parents live out there, and they invited me for as long as I wanted to stay.
So, what are you doing back here?
Oh, I have a paper I need to work on, and I just couldn't do any serious studying at the beach.
I don't blame you. So what did you do out there? I mean, besides lying out in the sun, obviously.
I jogged up and down at the beach, and I played some volleyball. You know, I never realized how hard it is to run on sand. I couldn't even get through a whole game before I had to sit down. It's much easier to run on the wet sand near the water.
Not to mention cool air. Did you go swimming?
I wanted to, but they said the water isn't warm enough for that until a couple of months from now. So I just walked along the beach.
It all sounds so relaxing. I wish I could get away to the beach like that.
It looks like you could use it. Don't tell me you spend the weekend in the library again.
Now listen again, please. Hey, Karen. Looks like you got some sun this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. I spent the weekend at the beach.
Oh yeah, that's great. Where did you stay?
Some friends of my parents live out there, and they invited me for as long as I wanted to stay.
So what are you doing back here?
Oh, I have a paper I need to work on, and I just couldn't do any serious studying at the beach.
I don't blame you. So what did you do out there? I mean, besides lying out in the sun, obviously.
I jogged up and down at the beach, and I played some volleyball. You know, I never realized how hard it is to run on sand. I couldn't even get through a whole game before I had to sit down. It's much easier to run on the wet sand near the water.
Not to mention cool air. Did you go swimming?
I wanted to, but they said the water isn't warm enough for that until a couple of months from now. So I just walked along the beach.
It all sounds so relaxing. I wish I could get away to the beach like that.
It looks like you could use it. Don't tell me you spend the weekend in the library again.
Questions. 17. How did the woman spend last weekend?
Eighteen. Why did the woman come home so soon?
19. Why did the woman have to stop playing in the volleyball game?
20. Why didn't the woman go swimming?